Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's 5th District Congressman Ralph Abraham is pushing his colleagues on the Farm Bill Conference Committee to include work requirements for food stamp recipients, a major sticking point on the Farm Bill's passage. According to a press release from his office, Dr. Abraham is one of the final negotiators on the 2018 Farm Bill, which sets the U.S. agriculture policy for the next 5 years. Conference committees resolve differences between the House and Senate versions of a bill. The House bill, which Dr. Abraham supported, includes supplemental nutrition assistance program reforms, while the Senate's does not. In the House version of the bill, able-bodied adults would be required to work, enroll in school or a job training program, or volunteer for 20 hours a week to keep SNAP benefits. Children, the elderly, caretakers of young children, and those with mental and physical disabilities would be exempt from the new requirements. The Texas Commission on the Arts is now accepting nominations for State Artists for the years 2019 and 2020. Anina Moore with the commission explains what's behind the process.
It's not a voting kind of thing, so you don't have to ask all of your friends to submit nominations for one artist. As long as we get one nomination for that artist, they will be seriously considered. And so with that knowledge, there's no harm in submitting nominations for more than one person that you think deserves this honor.
The Texas Commission on the Arts manages the nomination process to a short list of 10 artists per category. The governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House select committee members who make the final selections. And while getting chosen as a Texas state artist doesn't come with any cash award, Moore says it can provide some benefit.
And depending on the field of art, we do see some recipients able to market themselves more widely or become invited to festivals and other events based on the fact that they've been named a state poet laureate or visual artist, things like that.
Moore adds that the state artists for 2017 and 2018 were chosen from among 300 nominees. The current nomination period is open until October 15th. To learn more about it, go to arts.texas.gov. A special celebration of Bossier Parish's 175th anniversary will take place Saturday. According to a press release, 175 years of history will be celebrated Saturday as Bossier Parish marks the anniversary of its founding in conjunction with a special Bossier Night Market event. Bossier Parish, named after General Pierre Évariste Jean-Baptiste Bossier, was established in February 1843. The Bossier Night Market will take place in the south parking lot of Pierre Bossier Mall, featuring more than 200 vendors as well as food trucks and live music. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 93 degrees today. There's a good chance of a mostly rainy weekend. 60% chances of rain showers and thunderstorms for today and Saturday, decreasing to 50% on Sunday. Currently in Shreveport, Bossier, it's 78 degrees with some light rain, 74 degrees and cloudy in Magnolia, El Dorado, 74 degrees in Alexandria, Pineville, and Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.